21CL Radio.
Welcome to the Tech Tools Daily Show, where the 21st Century Learning International Radio team of Jamie Willett, Michael Bohl, and Chris Carter review EdTech resources for you.
Michael here, we're hanging out with Jamie, and we have Chris away today, but we're going to talk about something so exciting, I'll probably draw him back.
Mm-hmm.
That is Tinkerbox from the Cinderella family. Or not?
I know. I mean, it's from that group of apps.
Is it?
I think.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I have to figure that out. But it's a physics kind of puzzler thing, right?
It is. It's a physics bubbler. Bubbler.
A bubbler or a puzzler?
So what it is it's kind of like a makerspace on your iPad.
Okay.
So you have boxes and balls and levers and pulleys and all this stuff, and you put it together into, you can make like one of the, isn't it Rube Goldberg type machine.
Not Rube Vulgar, but...
Goldberg,
yes.
I'm doing well with my pronunciation today. So you put it together, and then you can create kind of these different things. And it also has challenges the kids can do to try and solve a different little puzzle. It's pretty cool.
It is,
it's as good as you make it, kind of.
Looks like you could drop a ball from the top and have it bounce through different swings and buttons and things like that as
we go. So the open space, creative space, it just gives you a blank thing, and then it has all these different things that you can drag onto the screen and try and put kind of a machine or something together. So if you're not creatively inclined, or, when I first used this with kids, a lot of times they didn't know what to do.
Right.
And they were just, so you kind of need to pose this with a challenge and give suggestions at first.
So
maybe have them
scaffold it a bit for
scaffold it a bit. It's really easy to use, though. It's great for a physics unit if you have one of those. And then also if you teach that class in the high school, you could absolutely use this at any age level, because the complexity kind of depends on how complex of a thing you want to build.
Now, Common Sense Media says that it should be at age 10. You should use it.
Yeah, I think it would be more frustrating.
Do younger, right?
You can do it with younger, but they're not going to do a lot with it.
Uh-huh.
You definitely, the challenges would be too hard, and you would definitely need to scaffold.
Okay.
So, you would put like a lever on there, and you would, see if they would move the fulcrum to determine where it's best to lift the box. You would just really have to walk through it with the kids.
Okay, I see it's designed by Autodesk, the guys who created AutoCAD back in the Nothing with Cinderella, apparently not. But Autodesk does good software. They got lots of money and lots of people.
Yes.
Lots of good web content or app developers.
And there's lots of there are YouTube videos of different things people have created with it. So you can go on and kind of show kids to get them to be thinking about options and build from there. So, again, its benefit depends on you, kind of, and how well you use this app. Just like a makerspace, kind of depends on you.
It doesn't look like there's any cost, is that correct?
No, absolutely free. It's easy to use. The only thing is, you as a teacher with any of these maker things, you need to go in and play with it first.
Uh-huh.
So you have an idea of what you're leading the kids towards.
Do they have lessons you can go through? Or
I would do the challenges. They have different challenges that you can accomplish. It's easy to, and then finding it, just on iTunes, type in Tinkerbox, and it'll show up.
Okay, can't wait.
This Tech Tools Daily Review was brought to you by 21st Century Learning International. Find us on the web at 21clradio.com.